Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, the town of Miyazu is now safe for the time being thanks to the help of the Purifiers. As much as I would have liked for them to stay for us to give them a proper thank you, they were ordered to travel back to Kaveri's Shrine. It's unfortunate that Miyazu won't be able to hold a celebration for them, but due to the war with Koldar and the rampant Yaksha, there is little room for any celebration. My sister Tarami and I have vowed to help with their efforts against the Koldarians once we have tended to the people of Miyazu. The purest fires now make their way south towards the fortress of Satohira Keep. Let the fires of Nimwa guide them on their journey. Episode 103, Satohira Keep, Part 2.
As you guys begin your travels, we'll go ahead and say that, you know, a couple of days go by. It is now evening, and you are in the middle of a forest as you set up camp for the night. Tsurumi has set up a campfire for you all to rest, and she sits down after setting the campfire up, and she begins to pull some things out of her bag, and there is a couple of things. A couple books she pulls out. Again, you all know she is a fan of novels, particularly romance novels. So you do notice there are a couple of books, romance novels, that she pulls out. But there is one booklet that is not a novel. It has some paper sticking out of it. It looks fairly important. Do any of you want to make perception checks to see if you notice this book? If you are happening, or if you happen to be near the campfire, depending on what you're doing as you're setting up camp.
Roy will do that.
Okay.
Nope.
Hota, with an 11, you don't necessarily see it or care to know about it.
And I can see every word on my page.
Yep. Neither does Roy.
He's jotting in his notes.
So as the campfire has been set, you guys now have time to relax for the evening. And, you know, she is digging through her bags, putting stuff out. And Yome, with Stella, notice this booklet that looks fairly important with scribbled notes kind of hanging out of it. The two of you do notice that on this book, it has a black cover. You notice small text on it. It's handwritten on the cover, and it just says wanted criminals on it. Do you, either one of you, care to take it any further, or do you leave it at that?
Well, Stella's in front of her. On her stomach, hands under her chin, legs crossed.
What you reading? I mean, I can see what you're reading, but can you read it out loud? I'm bored.
Tsurumi looks over at you. She's sitting down cross-legged. She's got a pot on the fire cooking some food. Oh, I don't necessarily read my novels out loud, but I was going to actually read not Smoke in the Sickle, but I was actually going to read something else tonight.
Chat in the Dark?
No, I was going to save that for a better night. I feel more along the lines of reading Senses of the Blade this evening. I like to switch it up every now and then. Keep my mind, you know, intrigued with different stories. Have you heard of Senses of the Dark? Or of the Blade? What about Long Past Dawn?
Mm-hmm. Did I roll?
Make me a history check.
Nope.
12 history? You've never heard of these stories at all.
I was too busy out here living a story to be reading. You'll be reading about me soon, whether you like it or not, because I'm going in the history books, baby. And she starts doing push-ups.
So instead of reading these books, you've been experiencing them. Tell me, what's it like making love to a man or a woman in the middle of the night in... And she looks around and she whispers, in a hot spring.
Well, he wasn't humanoid, if that helps, but...
She gasps, not humanoid. Wow, you are exotic, aren't you?
Hey, I'm over 200 years old. You get bored doing the same stuff.
This reminds me of a book known as The Six-Legged Assassin. Tell me more, Stella.
Okay. Long, long ago, back when I was a bad bitch, before my boobs dropped,
And then she fades out. Telling a story. Just to her and Yome, it's girls' night.
She's listening intently.
Hold on, are the boys by? Because she won't do it in front of the boys.
Oh, you know Hota's going to be listening.
Roy's too busy writing in his notes about
nah,
his
Hota honor. Got to roll stealth to see if you sneaking.
Because he's too busy trying to get close to Surumi.
Because I'm whispering to her, so whoever has the higher stealth. Up. Yeah, y'all ass ain't hearing this. And Stella's by Surumi.
But see, if you really want to get it popping, you gotta be at this angle right here.
She starts getting into a standing lunge.
Damn.
See if Surumi, she reaches into her bag. She's writing notes down. Uh-huh.
Bitch.
Uh-huh. Keep going. Yeah, don't
Roy
let me stop you.
Want to listen to this. He does not.
Yeah. I don't know. Dragonborns get a bad rap. But they're not bad in the sheets.
I thought we were going to talk about wanted criminals. I don't know what's happening.
Surumi looks at Yome. Wanted criminals? And then she looks down at one of her books. Oh, this isn't one of the stories I read. These are actually wanted criminals here in Ashai.
Ooh, that's way more interesting.
You want to know some of the criminals I'm hunting? As a ninja that follows Izunu Amari, not only do I do missions for her and protect her, I am also tasked with hunting down criminals of Ashai and Shimara, particularly. There are a couple of dangerous people out there. If we happen to come across any of them, you'll know, because I will slit their throats.
Well, you won't be with our party forever. So, flip through the pages. If I see someone when we separate, I'll be sure to tell you where I saw him last, if I catch you again first. Or I can just take them out for you.
This is good. Perhaps you've noticed a couple of these individuals in this book of mine. And she takes the book. She opens it up. There is one. She looks at the two of you. Very serious look on her face. His name is Ko the Slasher. A rampant serial killer that has been on the loose for far too long in Shimara. He takes pleasure in slaughtering the unfortunate that happened to cross paths with him. He is careful and very calculated in his murders, though. There aren't any connections that I've seen between each murder other than him not taking any of their belongings or treasures for himself. He seems to only kill for fun, from what I've gathered. And he has eluded the Shimaran officials for far too long. And one of the things that I've seen with each murder is he leaves what he would call, I assume, as art. For every corpse that he leaves behind, he has carved a particular design of artistic work on their bodies. He is a human, Shimaran human, long, silky black hair. Many would call him very attractive. He has glasses. And she opens up the book with his wanted poster, and he looks like this. Have you seen this man before? Ko the Slasher, they call him.
Ko the Slasher.
Am I rolling a history?
Make me a history. Stella, you have not seen this man before. Neither has Yome.
You can't listen in.
You She's holding the book up.
Right. You heard that shit.
She's holding the book up.
As she's holding the book up, she looks up. Well, I guess we're done talking about my novels for now. We can include the other two. Hota! Roy, have you seen this man before? Hota with a 19. And what's Roy get? Hota really I don't know.
Roy was a sheltered child.
He was. Him and Yomi are from the Iwatsuni Isles, so it's going to be very hard for them to really know much of what's going on in the mainland of Shimara.
And he was very sheltered. He had a mom like Chi-Chi.
With a 19, though, Hota, you are a well-traveled man here in Shimara and Ashai. It makes sense that you might have seen this man's face before. The face looks familiar to you, Hota. You do remember seeing this guy at some point. You just don't remember where or when.
I've probably seen him somewhere on posters or in Mizuguro, or I don't know. Maybe I've seen him in person. It does look familiar, though.
Sure, Hojo's not on those wanted lists.
I was about to ask about that.
He looks through the wit list. Well, that's unfortunate. I was hoping one of you would know about Ko the Slasher. As far as Hota being on the wanted list, no, he has not made the wanted list. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make your list soon.
Okay, going on. She flips the page. This man, his name is Shuan of Kinbu, of the Kinbu Mountains. Kinbu Mountains is east of Miyazu, not very far from where we just were. He is a bandit from the Kinbu Mountains and has made a name of himself in recent times, using the war with Kol Dar as a way to benefit himself. Typically a simple bandit, you would think, but he has been able to dodge the officials all too easily. Suspicious. He is known to rob travelers from small villages that can't defend themselves. Has this man come across your travels at any point? And she shows a picture of Shuan of Kinbu. Make me some history checks. Oh, okay. Hota with a 12. You are not sure. Neither is Roroy. But Yome and Stella, 16 and 19. That face you have seen. Shuan of Kinbu. You both remember that face. He wasn't someone you necessarily spoke with. Stella, you remember the face, but you can't remember where or when you saw the face, but you do know you've seen him. Yome, with a 19, however, you remember seeing this man in the tents in the camps back near the Hinagata Keep when you were speaking with Mizuno Amari and Omug and them. He was along the merchants in that camp outside of the keep.
Like blending in.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. You just happen to remember his. He just has this face. You just can't forget. He's you remember him.
Did I talk to him?
You did not talk to him. You just remember seeing him at some point. You remember seeing him particularly because it was when you were talking to that shopkeeper that was giving you the EBGBs. He was nearby that shopkeep.
So he's on the move.
That face looks familiar to me.
Oh, you know him?
You've seen. Camp.
What camp? What do you mean at the camp?
Whenever we were talking with Mizuno Amari.
Back at the shrine of Kaori or Hinagata Keep?
Hinagata Keep.
She quickly begins to write notes. Interesting. That wasn't very long ago. He's probably still there. I must make sure that we hunt his ass down soon. I will let Mizuno Amari know of this. Very good, Yome. It is good you all noticed my wanted list. Interesting.
See, eavesdropping has its perks.
It does.
I take pride in being annoying. I don't know about the rest of you.
Next one.
You're not annoying.
I have two more that I really care about on here. The rest are small fry. She opens the next page. She holds it up. This man. Yaito of Earth Sky. Have you seen him?
Oh.
Yaito.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Oh.
It's a 12.
Oh, Jesus.
Snitch on my homie.
Why is it going to be a 17?
I'm not going to snitch on my homie.
Why is everybody rolling fire?
Right. Snitches.
Stella
really don't know.
Stella don't know. Yame doesn't know the 15. Roroy, you have seen his face. Hota, you have heard of the name. The face, you haven't necessarily seen, but you know the story of this man. She looks at the two of you, though. The two of you look like this face is familiar to you. Roroy and Hota, have you seen him?
I've heard of him. Maybe I've seen him.
Let me remind you and give you the details of him. He is a Shimaran, just like I and just like most of you. He is a sorcerer from the village of Yuma. southeast of Ashimara near Earth's sky. A simple farmer that learned he had an exceptional skill with magic. As you all understand, sorcerers are born with the capabilities of magic. They don't learn it like a wizard or create a pact with a otherworldly being such as a warlock. When he found out he had these powers, he was tutored by someone known as the Hermit of the Eastern Sky. But his unnecessary obsession to become stronger was his downfall. The Hermit, his tutor, saw through him and disowned him as a teacher. But Yaito's hunger for power allowed him to be fooled by an Alorian sorceress who had sided with Koldar. His hunger for power to fight against Koldarians and the Yaksha was his downfall. When he met with the sorceress, he sided with her in hopes that she would teach him what the Hermit would not. And by doing so, the village's Yuma, his own village, the sacred water was poisoned at the wells. Many of Yuma's inhabitants were killed, including Yaito's own family and his lover. He was to be executed for his hubris, but the Hermit, I don't know why, took pity in his student, and instead of killing him, banned him from the lands of Ashai. If he is to return, he is to be killed where he stands. This man is a traitor to Shimara. I want him dead. They say he's left the lands of Ashai and went to the land of Tirister, but I don't think that's true. The two of you have known his story. Roy, the look on your face tells me you've seen him before. Tell me what you know about him.
I mean, the name or the face looks familiar, but what would he know with a 16?
So with a 16, you remember seeing this man at Ina Isle. So in order to travel from Ashai to Tirister and vice versa, the Iwatsuni Isles are a good stopping point for ships to dock for resupplying and whatnot. He traveled from Shimara, landed in Ina Isle, where you and Yomi are from, or at least the ship he was on landed there. And from there, you remember seeing him at the docks. And from there is where he traveled to get to Tirister.
You will relay that. Well, I've seen him in the docks. I mean, looks like he was heading out, but I don't know if he might have stopped at one of the other islands or not.
So you saw him in the Iwatsuni Isles. He wasn't on the mainlands of Ashai.
Yeah,
damn it. He was... I wasn't really going to think he really left Ashai, but if the Hermits of the Eastern Sky threatened to take his life, I guess that's fair. If you see this man, let me know. On to the next. Continue of the story of this Yaito of Earth's Sky. The sorceress that fooled him. Her name is Eska, a sorceress from Aloria. She holds up the picture of Eska, this long white-haired woman. This Eska is the sorceress that fooled that man, Yaito. She was an undercover assassin for Koldar with a mission to do damage to Shimara outside of the battlefield. A spy, if you will, such as myself. She had poisoned that sacred water of the town of Yuma and has attempted to do so in other smaller villagers here in Shimara. She is wanted for her war crimes and is to be brought in dead or alive. Have you seen her?
Through the history.
Roll
that.
17. All right. So, Stel with a 13, you do not know of her. Hota, you really don't know about her with a 7.
You got a copy of that picture for research.
Ew. You ain't even science. Got a bedroom to hang it up.
And science.
I do not have a copy, and you're not going to have mine. There might be one in Kaori Shrine somewhere. She is wanted. She is a major war criminal here in Ashai.
All right, fair enough.
But Yome and Roroy, again, with a 17 and 18. She does look familiar to the both of you, actually. You have seen her wanted picture here and there. But just like Yaito, she made a stop in Ina Isle not too long after Yaito did. It seemed like she was traveling to Ashai as well. She was actually known on Ina Isle. She helped some of the residents from your town in Ina with a couple of issues with kobolds. So the both of you do know of her. So, Yome and Roroy, it looks like her face is familiar to you. I can read it on the expressions of your faces.
Came to Ina Island as well.
I didn't think she was that bad of a person. She helped out some people.
You are dealing with an assassin that has sided with Koldar. Of course she's going to help people to get on their side, just as she fooled that stupid man from Earth's Sky, Yaito. She fooled him, got into the village's water source, and poisoned it. Perhaps she was trying to do the same in Ina Isle. What did she do? What did she do to help you? You tell me, Roroy.
I mean, from what I heard, I mean, wasn't firsthand, but she helped kill some kobolds that was troubling the town, but...
And what did she do after that? She left? Did she stick around?
As far as I know, she left.
Did she take payment for killing those kobolds? That you know
Possibly.
Of?
Possibly, but I don't know.
How long ago was this? It would have been not too long before you arrived in Ashai or Shimara.
You will relay that message.
Interesting. Well, if that's true, it seems like she has left Ashai. Perhaps she knows she's a wanted criminal and couldn't escape. Or perhaps the Koldarians figured she was useless and not worth the trouble. So not only was she running from us, she was possibly also running from Koldar. Either way, she's wanted. If you do see her again, you let me know. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Are all the rest of these stupid murderers and whatnot bandits here in my book are not as interesting, so we'll leave it at that. Plus, I've already dug into too much of my time from my novels, so I want to get back to my novels, if you don't mind.
Wait, just one second. You have Amaru Stax in that?
Who?
Amaru Stax.
Let me look. Why? Who is this man? Or... woman.
Oh, just a corrupt bastard.
From where?
From Mogata.
From the lands of Mazugro. What did he do? I'm not seeing him as she's...
The better question is, what hasn't he done? He has his hands in everything. From trafficking, drug running. You name it. He's done it. He's probably too low-key. Hasn't got caught yet.
Well, most of the people wanted in this list are from Shimara, not from Mazugro. I don't see Maru Stax in this list, but that doesn't mean that someone else doesn't. Sorry. Nah, why? Are you hunting him down?
Not hunting, but I do need to put him behind bars or in the grave.
Well, I have never heard of him. My apologies.
Fair enough.
Well, if there's any other questions, please ask them now, because again, we only have so much time left in the evening. Stella, thank you so much for sharing your stories. I am really interested to hear more about your fascinating and exotic tales from Tirister.
Oh, you want exotic tales?
Shut up!
Stella walks away.
Roy's gonna work on his armor.
It fades out. Fade in. And that's how I learned about peanut butter and vinegar. What do you think?
She already has one of her books. She's already ignoring you. She's reading one of her books. You see on that book, it says Senses of the Blade.
Oh, damn. That was one of my better stories. Fair enough. He gets up, strolls away. Galina gets a tree.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun, and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
Do any of you else do anything for the rest of the evening?
Roy's going to work on his armor again.
Okay. Well, that's... Oh, go ahead.
Fell asleep.
Fell in bed. She said, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I ain't sleep too. She's so tired from getting her ass kicked in that one fight.
Damn. She did get her ass kicked. 3 days
later, I'm still tired. Yeah, I went down a lot.
You said, fuck, bro. Fuck. All right. Well, if that's the case, that's really all that happens for the rest of the evening. You're all able to rest. You got some wanted criminals in your heads now. A couple of you all, some snitches on good old Yaito. But other than that, for those that listen to season one, Yaito's an NPC from season one. Also, Eska's from the side stories, Sorceress of Gloria. Go check out
some of us are partial to Eska. So.
But you guys are able to rest again. No issues happened throughout the night. And as you continue your travels to Satohira Keep, you guys are able to get there without any more issues. And as you come across this fortress, it is a long Muay Thai's maelstrom. So behind it, it is also, you're going to see, you know, the beachy areas of the large maelstrom. And this gigantic fortress has these torii gates at the entrance going towards it on the path that you're on. Most of this keep is surrounded by trees because it is within a forest. And I'm going to reveal a map for you all. It's right next to the town map you're on now, to the left. So one second as I reveal it. All right, y'all see that map? Place your characters up here on the north side where I am pinging. So again, you see this large fortress that is heavily manned by Shimaran military forces. So you see several samurai standing about. Once you step through the torii gate, there are a couple of samurai there waiting for you guys. And
this is Satohira Keep.
Yeah, you do notice, you know, several samurai standing guard around the fortress at the gates, you know, just keeping watch. And as you get closer, Tsurumi steps forward and she looks at the four of you. Let me handle this, will you? They should be expecting us, but you never know. As she steps forward, a group of the samurai, after you pass the torii gate, you can notice there's this large statue of a dragon to your right as you're walking down the path towards the fortress. And, you know, as you all are noticed by the samurai, they step forward to communicate with you.
Halt! Name yourselves. What business do you have here at Satohira Keep?
Tsurumi steps forward as she holds out a scroll with a sigil on it.
We are here in behalf of Mizuno Amari of Kadri Shrine. We are expected here to use your circle of teleportation to get to Kadri.
She hands over the scroll and he looks at it as he takes it and opens it, begins to read.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are expecting Tsurumi Haruna, which I presume is you, with four other purifiers.
And he looks up at the four of you.
Very good. It looks like the five of you are here. But we need to prove that you are who you say you are.
This is a time of war with the sneaky Koldarians and the crazy Yaksha. If you don't mind, follow me. We have a circle of truth. We would like you to answer a couple of questions in. And he steps to the side as he motions for his hand. There is a circle made out of small stones. Please step into the circle if you do not mind.
Oh, I love telling the truth.
Good, because that's all we want to hear.
Oh, you'll hear it.
Do the five of you, the four of you step into the circle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tsurumi steps in as well. Very well. I will begin answering or asking you a couple of questions. He looks down at the scroll. These names look familiar. Let me take a look at my list that I was provided. He pulls out a list from his pocket as he opens it up. All right. I see here. I have names. Introduce yourselves to me one at a time, and I will verify if that is really you or not in the circle of truth. He starts with Roy. What is your name, sir?
Roy, sir.
Where do you come from?
In Isle.
Very good. And what are you doing here in Ashai, or Shimara?
Making a name for myself. I mean, hunting Yaksha.
Good. You pass. And you, what is your name? He looks at Stella.
Stella Bugenheim, MC Pierce Fire. Nice to meet you.
The pleasure is mine. And where do you come from, Stella?
Great land of Tearster.
Amazing. Good. And what about you, good sir? He looks at Hota. What is your name and where do you come from?
Well, Hota Lu Bay. I'm from Kogu.
And what are you doing here in Shimara?
Well, looking for the best of women. Maybe the worst of women. Doesn't matter. Oh, and fighting Yaksha.
Very good. Very bland. Is that all there is to you?
What, is there more?
Never mind. You're telling the truth. And you, madame, what is your name? As he looks at Yome.
Yome from Ina Island, and I'm here to defeat Yaksha.
Good. And then he looks at Tsurumi. And you? She just folds her arms. I am Tsurumi Haruna, private ninja, working under Mizuno Amari of Kaori Shrine. As he looks at his list. Very good. You all have matched the descriptions and names of the list I was provided, and the Circle of Truth has not given us any red flags. You are free to step into the fortress. Make yourselves at home. As you all know, we are alongside of Muay Thai's Maelstrom. Yaksha here are rampant. I wouldn't step too far by yourselves away from the fortress. While we are heavily supplied here, we cannot guarantee the protection if you are to leave the boundaries of our fortress by yourselves with the Yaksha here. As you all know, we are at war with Koldar on the Western Front. Things have gotten spicy over the last couple of days. Unfortunately, the teleportation circle is not ready to be used. It was recently used yesterday. It's going to take another day for us to recharge it before it can be of use. So you're going to be stuck here for at least a day. But make yourselves at home. You are welcome here, purifiers. Please, come on in. Let me show you around. And he turns his back to you as he opens the door and steps into the main lobby of the fortress to show you all around. And as you step in, you notice that the fortress is well made. It has beautiful wooden flooring with the symbols and drawings of the earthly sky dragons on the flooring. You notice there are several small shrines dedicated to the Omni Kami around the fortress that you may pray to. And the main lobby is basically where most of the soldiers go to eat and relax. There are a couple of side rooms that you can go to. There is also the barracks area with several beds and hammocks that you can rest in. But you can make yourselves at home here in Fortress. You feel safe. You are surrounded by several of the Shimaran military, so you are in good hands here with the allies. But as you're standing around inside the fortress, you know, several of the soldiers, you know, they look your way, but they were told to expect you, so they're not too worried about you, and they don't really necessarily want to bug you too much. But what do the four of you do as Tsurumi steps in? She looks at the four. I have things to attend to. I will leave the four of you here at it. We will leave tomorrow morning once the circle is ready. If there's anything you need, ask the soldiers here. I'll be busy. And she's going to walk off. What do the four of you do?
Ale and food.
Oh, Roy's yeah. going to go off in a corner and work on his armor.
Della and Yome, anything you guys want to do while you're here?
I was going to say food, but...
Writing wraps, snacking, whatever's in my pocket.
All right, so...
You just guys, so I can replace it after the fact, you know?
You yep. guys definitely are able to replace your supplies with whatever food's here. They, you know, they give it to you without any issues. And, you know, this is a very militaristic area. So a lot of it is going to be military life. You just see soldiers walking around, chilling, several weapons hanging, ready for, you know, to be used in any attacks. But as you guys are all just chilling in the fortress, you know, there are a couple of soldiers that walk by. Some of them take notice to you, some of the younger soldiers, and they're curious to who you guys are or what you've done. And are you all in the main lobby area, or some of you go to the barracks, or where are you guys exactly in the fortress so I can see? Yomi looks like she's sitting at one of the tables in the main lobby area. Are the rest of you in the lobby, or did you all go off?
Lobby.
I'm going to where the food is, too. I just can't find my fucking character. I don't know.
Here, I'll move her. 1 second. I got you.
For now, Roy's going to stay outside.
I got you, Stella. You see your character now in the fortress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roy's going to stay outside? It's daytime, so it's fairly bright out. You know, several guards are around the fortress, so you're not alone outside, Roy. But if you stay outside, that's fine. But the rest of you, Stella, you go, there is a storage area with plenty of food for you to eat and resupply. And much of that food you can take out to the tables if you want to eat there, but you can definitely resupply with some of the foods there in the storage pantry area, which are where I'm pinging. But Hota and Yome being in the lobby, Stella, are you eating in the lobby or do you go to that storage to eat?
Yeah, I'm in the storage eating and using the other hand to put stuff in my pocket.
Okay. So Yome and Hota then are the ones in the lobby.
Yeah.
A couple of the samurai there, unarmored, you know, they're just relaxing and chilling since nothing major is going on. They do notice you. And one's going to come up to the two of you, or at least one of you at least, comes up to Hota. You. You're one of those purifiers that we've been expecting, aren't you?
Yeah. What do you need?
My sources tell me it was your group of purifiers that stormed the Amiwa ruins and found yourselves along Tawny Keep, past the borders in enemy territory. Is that true? Was that your group?
Oh, it was. Well, what about it?
How did you survive?
How? Well, we fought. We kicked ass. Mayhaps we looted some things.
How was that experience? I hear stories that the Amiwa ruins were overrun by Yaksha. Is that true?
A little bit more than overrun. They controlled it. There's a toad demon there. The toad Yaksha, whatever you want to call it, I guess. Was it a toad? I don't remember. It was something huge.
But then you found yourselves in enemy territory, in the basement of Tawny Keep, where General Ranak himself was. How the hell did you escape that situation?
He flinched at that name. General Ranak, huh?
Sounds like you've met him in person. Did you do battle with the Tempest of Koldar?
He flinched again. Listen, I don't want to talk about that, okay?
Seems like you have. You do know of the current situation on the borders, don't you?
No, what's happening?
General Renak himself has led a charge against the Shimaran troops on the Western Front. The Yaksha of the Amiwa Ruins are attempting to pincer our forces on the borders from behind. Lord Oshiro himself has gathered troops to try and attempt in destroying the Yaksha at the Amiwa Ruins, but he is having trouble, and our forces on the borders are being pincered. That is the current news. It is not good.
Yeah, not good at all. Especially with the general out there. Oh, boy.
This General Vernak, he is known as the Tempest of Koldar. One of the generals that follow the Emperor Baal himself of Koldar. If he is on the front lines, that's not good. I hear he is fierce in battle. He has been able to take out several of our samurai with just his two blades alone. Is this true? Is he that strong?
Yes, he is.
Is it true that the Koldarians are transforming into Yaksha themselves?
They are experimenting and transforming people.
By the Omnikami. He looks... You see, his expression becomes more worrisome. How the hells are we supposed to beat the enemies if they can transform into Yaksha?
I can't answer that, my friend. Can't do it. That ain't my jurisdiction anyway. I'm just a grunt.
This is not good news. And he's going to look away and back at you. I have a feeling that you're wanted on the front lines when you get back. I've heard that they've summoned some purifiers to help with the war front. I know you purifiers are only strictly meant to fight Yaksha, but if the Koldarians are turning into Yaksha and potentially allying themselves with the Yaksha, you purifiers are being called. I guarantee you once you get back to Kaori Shrine, they're going to send you to the front lines. I hope you're ready for what's to come.
Well, I suppose I could write my will.
You might want to do that if you're fighting Yaksha and General Renak himself. But I hear Lord Oshiro is on the front lines too. And he is powerful as well. I think with Lord Oshiro at our side, we should be able to defeat them.
Well, I hope so. I ran him off the first time.
That's good.
I had a tail between his legs. All because he didn't want to one-on-one him.
There was a one-on-one?
I don't know about that.
Lord Oshiro wasn't buying that. He said, we outnumber you. We can whoop your ass now.
Wait, so Lord Oshiro said that to General Renak?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard something about this. You were there then. Tell me the scene. Describe it. What happened?
It was a goddamn massacre. That's what it was. If it weren't for Lord Oshiro, we'd all be done for. A good friend of mine, real close to me. Ashinaruri.
How is she?
She lost her arm.
Well, I knew that.
He's trying to sound, sentimental. He's trying.
I don't know who this Ashinaruri is. And I'm sorry to hear that she's lost an arm. Was it due to General Renak?
Yes. One of his abilities. She's very close to me. We'll be together again one day.
Well, I wish you luck. We have been charged here in Satohira Keep to make sure that if any of the Koldarians or Yaksha come through the nearby mountains south of us, Shikuzen Peaks, we're the second fortress closest to the borders other than Hinagata Keep. So we are secondary. In case they need us, we will have to make sure that we answer the call. But thank you for your support.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I'll let you go at this point. He turns around and walks away. He was just interested in hearing about some of the news that happened with your guys' adventures.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, most of the soldiers really don't pay much attention to you guys. Is there anything you want to do while you're here?
No.
Besides drink and eat.
Right.
No.
While I level up.
So, Roy is going to try something. As over the night, he was working on a new model for his armor. And he's going to try to sneak in. See if it works.
Okay. So what are you doing?
He just put this, the infiltrator mode. And he's going to just try to sneak in the building, see if it works. So his plate armor is no longer at a disadvantage for now. Just trying to see if it works. So he's just going to do a stealth roll to see if he can sneak in.
All right, go ahead and make me that stealth roll. And you rolled a 17 because you don't have disadvantage any longer, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So are you trying to stealth in through the side, the back end of the fortress, or are you trying to go through the main gates where all the samurai are at front?
Guess kind of in the front where... Actually, yeah, he'll try to go and sneak in from the side.
Okay.
Just to see.
There is a door on the western side of the fortress, and there is a door on the southern side of the fortress. Much smaller doors. They're not main gates like the front one on the north end. So do you walk around to the south or the west?
Yeah, the south.
All right, so as you come around, you're attempting to sneak with your armor. You do find that your armor is quiet. Well, the 17, you do happen to come across two samurai that are watching that area. You get by the first samurai with ease. He has no idea you're there. You're sneaking around through the trees, and you're able to get by. But then you find there's another samurai at the door near the door on the south side, and as you're sneaking through, you find that you're able to get by when he's not expecting, or when he's not paying much attention. He looks to the side, back and forth, and you're able to get by him and sneak through the door without any issues.
Okay. And he's going to try to see if he can sneak up on, I guess, Hota.
I guess I roll perception, huh?
Make me a stealth.
Right.
It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you.
So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar.
Oh yes, I love being buffed.
If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure.
Damn.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, damn it. I thought it worked.
Oh, what worked?
I'm just trying to work on a new mode on my armor since, you know, I am kind of loud. So, I think I might have to sacrifice some protection for just to be a little bit more quiet.
I'm like, you were kind of quiet. It's just that sunlight gleaming off that steel you got there.
Well, back to the drawing board. Quiet Storm's not ready yet.
Mm-hmm. Quiet Storm.
That's the name of your armor?
That's what the infiltrator. My God, I can't even pronounce that word. You know what I'm trying to say, the infiltrator mode.
Infiltrator mode?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's what the name of that mode will be as far as the armor.
Okay. But, I mean, you were able to successfully get by two of the guards and sneak into the fortress without being noticed. That's really good. You just fumbled it up when you tried to get hold of Hota. But now that you have infiltrator mode, you do know that your armor does not give you disadvantage any longer, even though it's heavy armor. So that's great. That's good news. Yome, right. You see Hota or Roroi stumble in. As Hota catches him. Stella, are you still in that storage room?
Yep. I'm not stealing anymore. I'm just smashing, making putting spreads on different breads and trying them out and shit. Mm.
That's funny. All right. So the rest of you then are able to relax and do whatever you need to do for the rest of the day. You're not very, you know, you're not really bothered all that much by the soldiers. And we'll say that the day goes by, you're able to rest, morning hits, and Tsurumi Haruna wakes all four of you early morning to get you guys ready to be teleported to Kaori Shrine, and she's looking at the four of you. Good morning. All right, up with it. Let's go. We have places to be.
Yeah, all right. Give me a moment.
All right, there's your moment. Now get up.
Now I'm up.
Yeah.
Or Stella. She's the hardest awake.
It's true. Y'all need to roll.
Wait, did she ever leave that storage?
Nope. I fell asleep in there. Got out.
Uh-oh.
Tsurumi Haruna walks over to the storage and opens the door. She sees Stella on the floor, gut out. She got an apple in one hand, half eaten. She got a bowl of rice in the other, half eaten, some rice on her cheeks as she's snoring on the ground. Tsurumi looks down at Stella as if she was Principal Skinner. Pathetic.
Weak. weak.
Tsurumi is going to tap you with her foot. Stella, wake up.
That's not going to work. You need to be a little bit more forthcoming.
Perhaps you would like to show me then, Hota. Go ahead, wake up your friend.
Me?
Yes.
What can it be, Roroi?
Well, you're the one that said it had to be more forthcoming. Roroi, do you want to wake her up?
Roroi will do it.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, Roroi, wake her up.
Strength check, was it?
You want. Depends how you try to wake her up.
Yeah, he's going to shake her.
Okay.
So he knows. 13.
You're able to really... Did you, like, shake her, or...
Yeah, he knows. He's got to really shake her.
Stella. You feel Roroi shaking you fairly... Not violently, but a good bit. What do you do?
No. No. Can't need new tires on this wagon already.
And she kind of, her chin goes back into her neck.
Ew, back up. What are you doing?
She starts rubbing her eyes.
Just trying to wake you up. I thought I was a deep sleeper.
What time is it?
Time to go.
All right, that's all you have to say.
And she just stands up. Walking out with one hand on her head and the other rubbing her eyes.
Morning, sleepyhead.
Morning. I didn't expect to fall asleep in there.
you fell asleep eating all that food. Are you that hungry, Stella?
No, it just comforts me. Mm. Like, after a while, I just want to taste something, you know? Get snacky.
Fair enough. That's true. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's time to go. Let's go. We have teleportation circles ready. And Mizuno Armari is awaiting us. So let us go. And she walks off to another room in the fortress. There is a teleportation circle that is glowing. And there are two priests that have the prayer beads along their hands, or monks. And they are chanting some words. The circle is ready. I would not stuff your faces while we're in mid-teleportation. I did hear a story of Hota throwing up after you were teleported to the Miwa ruins. I don't want that to happen this time, please.
The stories are false.
Mm. Nope, it's part of your lore now.
All right, fair enough. I got no pocket bacon anyway.
Mm, good.
Pocket ribeye.
Oh, you coming up.
I still took some from the pantry before sleeping.
Bella's got pockets full of stuff.
Right.
Roy's just shaking his head.
Well, off we go. Step into it, please. And she steps into the circle as the monks begin to chant louder. And as the four of you join her in the circle, you see the circle begins to glow. And yet again, just like before, you feel your bodies feeling lighter, and you are all teleported away from Satohira Keep and into a circle that you are familiar with. You teleport back into the magical circle that is located at Kaori Shrine. And standing there is good old Strung Up. Y'all remember Strung Up?
Yep.
He's looking at the five of you as you appear. Welcome back to Kaori Shrine, Tsurumi, Haruna, and the four of you. You are expected in the main lobby. Mizuno Amari is awaiting you. Before you go, though, any news? Where is Wrestler Payne? Tsurumi looks at him and sighs. Unfortunately, he is not conscious with us at this time. Roy, would you like to show him our dear friend Wrestler Payne?
Roy will pull him out. There you go.
Ah! By the Omnicom, you were supposed to bring him in alive. What is this? He's headless. He's a raisin.
He didn't have much of a choice.
Oh, God. You know,
he turned into something that wasn't a human. We had to eradicate him.
Strung Up puts both of his hands around his face. He's got bags in the eye. He still looks tired as fuck. You do know what this means for me. Oh, I have a headache already. This means I have to write a longer report. Oh, God, I was hoping I would have today off. I do not any longer.
As someone who can't even remember the last time they had a day off, suck it up, Buttercup.
He looks at you. He's rubbing his temples now on his head with both of his hands. Leave the body here. Have the guards take it to where it needs to be, I guess. Mizuno Amari is expecting you guys in the lobby. Go on in.
Baby, baby!
Tsurumi nods and she walks off to the main lobby, leading the four of you there. And as you guys step into the main lobby of the shrine, everything looks familiar. You've been here before. You do notice a familiar person standing in the main lobby. You don't see Mizuno Amari just yet, but you notice Omug. And as you guys see Omug, he turns his head and he has this giant grin on his face as he spreads his arms outwards.
My friends, it is good to see you are alive and well. Omug welcomes you. Hello, hello.
Of course, Omug. We're alive.
I didn't doubt it, but you never know. Omug wants to hear all about what happened in Miyazu. Tell Omug, Mizuno Amari, she is on her way. She is running a little behind because she is busy. But Omug is here. Omug would love to know what happened in Miyazu. But before that, Omug has to do something really quick.
And he turns around and he takes out his this where he doesn't take out. He has this giant bowl of food.
Omog must finish his breakfast.
And he continues to eat this rice and meat inside of it with veggies.
But okay, you could tell Omog now. So what happened in Miyazu? What did Omog miss? I know, Roroy. Did you pass out again?
No. Once, but...
Oh, you did pass out? Oh, my goodness. How did I know? But I bet you kicked some ass.
I did.
Oh, that is good. Whose ass did you kick? Where is the wrestler? Weren't you supposed to bring him in?
I could show him to you if you want.
Oh. Is he being held up in the prison down below? Mm.
Let's just say he's not longer getting ahead.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am happy that you are all alive and well. We will wait for Mizuno Amari together. But while we wait, you tell me more about Miyazu.
And he has this giant smile on his face.
And as you should ask Kota how many times, how he enjoyed the trip in Miyazu.
Oh, Kota. How was the trip in Miyazu for you?
I hated it.
Oh, I am sure you definitely hated it, yes. But what did you like about it?
I liked leaving. That's one thing.
That's serious. I heard Miyazu was a peaceful, very nice village.
Yeah, sure, if you drank the water and ate the food.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
Everybody was brainwashed with the Soli plant.
The what?
We got a lot to catch you up on, buddy.
I do. Omog has been very busy while you all were in Miyazu. Omog had to guard Mizuno Amari. There is crazy battle happening. Lord Oshiro has led army to the western borders. The Yaksha and Amiwa ruins are fighting Lord Oshiro. Meanwhile, General Ranok is on western front fighting our forces. We have to go and help them, and you're going to come with us. You know this, right?
We know now.
Mizuno Amari will give you more specifics when she arrives. But in the meantime, please, make yourselves comfortable. Omog wants to hear more stories.
And as he sits down in the lobby, there's some chairs you all can sit down in. Tsurumi Haruna, she looks at Omog. Well, my duty is done. I will be back once Mizuno Amari has arrived. You all can catch up, and I have things to do.
Okay, Tsurumi. Nice to see you. By the way, I picked up one of the novels you wanted me to while you were away.
And Tsurumi, she quickly glances at Omog. Is it the one?
Yes, it is the one you requested. The one you've been waiting for a very long time. Many months.
And she puts her hand up to her chin. It's the one. Trials by Fire?
Yes, it is Trials by Fire. I have it right here.
And he pulls it out of his sack. And she quickly grabs it from him. I have important things to do. She takes it and she runs off.
Damn.
Oh, that's Tsurumi Haruna. She loves these books. I don't know why. They are just fantasy novels that make no sense to Omog. Very, very detailed stuff. But oh well, it is okay. Now, tell Omog more about this Miyazu. Did you meet any friends or anything of the sorts?
And as he's asking you this, you know, you're all able to relax and speak with Omog, but we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns there. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBrideKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.